This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. For many, Caitlyn Jenner coming out as transgender offers a view into a little-seen world. It's a familiar view, though, for folks who work with homeless kids. National data shows up to 40% of homeless teens who knock on shelter doors are LGBTQ. One Fort Worth shelter recently transformed itself from a place gay and lesbian kids had shunned. The mission for Fort Worth's ACH Child and Family Services is straightforward: to protect children from abuse, neglect, and family separation. The nonprofit's been at it for a century. ACH, which changed its name from All Church Home 5 years ago, was the focus of a recent KERA series about redesigning foster care. Recently, it's been redesigning its approach to homeless kids, too. Sean Allen with ACH explained why so many are LGBTQ.
Because they have either been found out or they've come out to their family, they're facing high levels of rejection. They either get kicked out of the house or they choose to leave the house, and that's their entry into homelessness.
Research showed these kids were staying away from ACH's shelter for several reasons. One, LGBT kids saw it as a church shelter, where some devout staffers rejected those with an LGBT identity. ACH Vice President Alan Schonborn says many shelter workers saw it as a haven for straights only.
They are both in our populations and not disclosing, or they're choosing to not come to services because they don't trust the providers to understand their needs or to keep them safe.
Remember, Schonborn and Allen thought they knew all about serving families and kids in need.
So that's some heartbreaking feedback for us, that kids feel safer on the streets than they do in our shelter.
Allen explained to a room full of North Texas nonprofits on Friday that ACH realized it had to change.
So when we started this work, we did not have a single staff person who was out of the closet.
Allen says the biggest takeaway, more than a year into the process,
the focus of that training is on the message of eliminating rejecting behaviors. It has been a very successful training. It's changed a lot of hearts and minds.
More hearts and minds need to change, says Nell Gaither, president and founder of the nonprofit Trans Pride Initiative. ACH's move to change an atmosphere that rejects people is a good first step.
But then you have to find an affirming perspective to where you're actually supporting the validity of a person's identity or their orientation or whatever. They're still human.
That's what Sean Allen says ACH now strives for every day. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.